Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the world of Figma with Ron's crash course on building a cool crypto website.
Sounds exciting. A crypto website in Figma? I'm all ears. Where do we even begin with something like that?
Ron starts with the basics, setting up Figma for success. He stresses using keyboard shortcuts, understanding the interface, and getting a free account.
Smart. Figma's free tier is amazing. So he walks through the interface first, like the board, hand tools, Zoom?
Exactly. Then he introduces pre-prepared assets like wireframes, color palettes, 3D images, and fonts. He's even using free resources like Google Fonts, which load directly into Figma.
Resourceful. What about the layout? Does he talk about columns and grids?
Absolutely. He sets up a 12-column grid, which is a web design standard. He explains gutters and how to use the columns for aligning elements, creating that clean, professional look.
12 columns. That's the sweet spot for web design. So he jumps right into building the navbar after that?
Yup. He creates the crypto logo, adds navigation links, changes the fill colors, adjusts fonts, outfit for the links, bold outfit for the logo, and look at that use of the eyedropper tool.
So efficient. I love how he shows those little tricks to speed up the workflow. Did he use auto layout at all?
Yes, later on with the buttons. He demonstrates creating the buy NFTs button, making it rounded, duplicating it for the sell NFTs button, which he turns into a ghost button using stroke.
Nice. So ghost buttons are trendy. What about the hero section? That's usually the main visual, right?
Totally. Ron positions the main image and headlines, creates text styles for consistency, H1 for main heading, body text for paragraphs. He really emphasizes how these text styles will save you time later.
So true. And then the logo section?
He adds a subtle background, arranges logos, adjusts opacity for that refined look. He even adds a gradient background using blurred ovals. It's a nice visual touch.
Ooh, gradients are always in style. How does he handle the testimonials section? That can be tricky to lay out nicely.
Testimonials are next. Ron builds a testimonial card, masks profile images within circles, adds names and text, duplicates the card for three testimonials, centers them, and uses the grid to maintain alignment. He also plays with blending modes on the profile pictures to match the color scheme, luminosity for the win.
Blending modes, so useful for creating unique effects. And then he finishes with a call to action?
Yes, big call to action card with a gradient, bold headline, and a button. He even adds a trendy gradient at the bottom of the page. Then he builds the footer with links, a newsletter sign-up field, and submit button.
Sounds comprehensive. Does he talk about actually turning the Figma design into a real website?
He mentions he'll cover that in a part two, teasing how to prepare assets for development and build the website in Webflow.
Perfect cliffhanger. I definitely tune in for that. It's amazing how much you can do with Figma.
Absolutely. This crash course packed a punch. Thanks for listening to Nutty's Show. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.